There are concerns that there's a growing bushfire risk in the Northern Territory, thanks to a weed that's spreading rapidly and increasing the fuel load. Gamba grass was introduced to the Top End in the 1930s to feed cattle, and while there's a management plan to try to control its spread, some landholders fear not enough is being done. Elias Kluwer reports.
About 60 kilometres out of Darwin, Andrew Spears is battling to control the spread of gamba grass on his vast rural property.
Yeah, it's a bloody scourge.
Originally from Africa, gamba grass was introduced to the Top End in the 1930s to help feed cattle. But it's become one of the most invasive species in the Northern Territory, which is why every day Andrew Spears is hand-spraying herbicide over large swathes of his property.
It's a full-time job for me because the block is a fairly large one. Normally, a bush block would look after itself, but the incursion by these African grasses has threatened all that.
Gamba grass looks a little like sugarcane. It can reach 4 metres high. Not only does it destroy native vegetation, it creates a highly flammable fuel load, escalating the risk of fires.
Oh, yes. We already are seeing bigger fires than we ever saw before. We're seeing fires that spot further than they ever did before, and we will only see more of that. And I am very afraid, and I know the authorities are too, that we will soon be seeing fatalities from fires.
Bushfires NT is the lead government agency for bushfire management. Spokesman George Lowe believes gamba grass is one of the biggest fire hazards in the territory.
Gamba's really intense. You're standing there and, you know, you're looking at fields of gamba in front of you and, you know, the flames are 30 feet high and it's quite, you know, a daunting thing to look at.
It's not only dangerous, it's expensive. The ABC understands the cost for trying to control gamba grass is increasing by $1 million a year for Bushfires NT.
Gamba, yeah, I would say, in a resources situation, would have to cost 25%, 30% more, because that's just the additional resources required to manage that level of fire.
That's each fire you go out to?
Yeah, each one. Each fire that's in areas that are heavily impacted by gamba, you need more resources.
Dr. Natasha Rossiter-Ricor of Charles Darwin University is one of only a handful of people to have extensively studied the effects of gamba grass in the Top End.
So a lot of our research is focused on how this then changes the fuel loads in that ecosystem. So it can increase them by up to 30 tonnes per hectare. So this then leads to high-intensity fires. They're fast-moving and can have flame heights up to 12 metres.
Gamba grass is a declared weed in the Northern Territory and the government provides information and herbicide to landholders to tackle it. Landholder Andrew Spears is worried that the battle against gamba grass is almost lost.
I think we've got a long way to go before enough is being done. This plant is well ahead of us.
Landowner Andrew Spears, ending that report from Elias Kluwer.